Yeah, hey, Maren.
Yeah, what's up?
Maren, I can't believe it, but I see over hiding behind the bookshelf over there.
Oh, no.
That guy who calls into the show sometimes. He's always talking about the revolution.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's from that group Teabag or Balls or whatever it was called.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Do you want him to talk? I can have him sit down right there.
Let's have him sit down. Hey, man. So you're back. Are you here in business or...
No, Mark, I did not know you were taping here today, but since I'm here, I suppose I should get the word out about...
Come on, you guys, you want to hear it, don't you? You know you want to hear him say it.
About the revolution!
All right, there you go. You feel better, buddy?
Yes, Mark, I'm actually here at the Strand today picking up some postcards featuring my hero, Che Guevara.
Oh, really? That's great, man.
$14.95, a little pricey for postcards.
But that's good. You're finally thinking like a revolutionary, man.
Yes, I recently watched The Motorcycle Diaries, which is about Che. I figured that out halfway through. And I decided that perhaps it was my time to go on a personal vision quest to find the soul of the revolutionary within.
You got fired from Lady Footlocker, didn't you?
I don't want to talk about it, but I have applications in at Elaine Bryant's, and I'm considering an offer from Hickory Farms, though I am lactose intolerant.
All right, so I would have guessed that. So tell us more about the revolutionary vision quest of yours, man. I mean, I suppose you modeled it after Che's. Did it by any chance involve you leaving your apartment?
Oh, yes, Mark. I dusted off my hog.
Your hog?
It's a Schwinn. Motorcycles frighten stompers.
Your Shih Tzu.
Who cannot be left alone.
All right, go ahead.
I put stompers in the handlebar basket and pedaled off into the horizon, not knowing where the day would take me.
That sounds great, man. So where'd you end up?
Union City, New Jersey, Mark.
Oh.
That is where my Cuban hermanos live.
Oh.
Union City is La Corazon de la Revolucion.
Oh, so that's great. You speak Spanish.
No, Mark, just those four words and hermanos.
Oh, okay.
And all the words on a menu from Fresco Tortilla. But I didn't need to speak Spanish, for my Latin American revolutionary brothers and I spoke the international language of struggle. Viva la Revolucion!
All right, so they just accepted you just like that?
See, Mark. They embraced me and even gave me a name.
Okay.
Everywhere I went, I smiled and waved at them, and they called me Maricón.
Oh, God. All right. Maricón, huh?
Yes, I like it, too. Very patriotic. Maricón.
Yeah, okay. So were they able to inspire you, pump some life into your little liberal revolution?
Oh, yes, Mark. In fact, much like Che, I've become sort of a folk hero for them.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yes, and as I spend more time with them, they have ascribed revolutionary slogans to me, like El Dumas Mas Grande en El Mundo. And pendejo.
Oh, buddy, I'm pretty sure pendejo means idiot.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong, Mark. They said it meant warrior. In fact, I got a pendejo tattoo right here. This is for La Raza.
Wow, man. Okay, a tattoo. So I guess you truly are a pendejo.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. It gave me, hermano, so much joy watching me get this tattoo. They laughed and laughed.
So you did your vision quest, you got your tattoo, you learned a few words, so now are you going to put the revolution in motion?
Yes, with a brand new group name, also given to me in El Barrio.
Okay, so lay it on me.
The People's Underground Threat Alliance.
Puta?
Si, Mark, puta! So who's with me? Are there any putas in the audience today?
Oh, whoa! You gotta
puta,
stop it. You gotta
puta,
stop it. Here, turn
puta,
his mic off. Can someone from the Strand get him a Spanish to English dictionary right now, please? Please. Get him a Spanish to English dictionary. I'm begging you. Okay, that was pendejo. Who is the proud leader of puta.
Come on. Revolution.